Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Welcome to episode 128 of the Journey from Grief to Healing podcast. It's less than a month to the fall equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. We're moving from summer to fall. Nature has a way of reminding us that things change. Besides the changing of the seasons, the moon cycles through its phases each month. The ocean tides roll in and out on schedule. Our planet Earth is spinning around the sun. And each time it completes one revolution around the sun, we mark a year. We change. We're older. Mirrors don't lie. Although I do have some disagreements with my mirror from time to time. My mirror tells me to blame the lighting, LOL. There are changes I like and changes I don't like. I like the changing from winter to spring. Winter is not tough in South Texas, even so. I like to see spring flowers in February. I enjoy summer, but by August, I'm ready for a cold front to dip down to South Texas and give us some relief from the heat. There's nothing I can do to alter the seasons and how they affect South Texas. I've learned to live with and enjoy the hot summer months and the occasional freeze warning that comes around in January or early February. We feel the changes most in our relationships. Every relationship, no matter how tight the bonds are between two people, will end. When Babe and I were together, I thought we'd go on and on. We'd live together forever. It didn't work out that way. I never gave too much thought to the vows we shared when we were married, and we repeated, until death do us part. Life changes for those we loved and for us. It's all part of the ebb and flow of life. Our time on this wonderful planet is brief. There are changes we can't prevent. Poet Robert Frost's poem, Nothing Good Can Stay, speaks to the transient nature of all things. Nature's first green is gold, her hottest hue to hold. Her early leaf's a flower, but only so for an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down today, nothing gold can stay. Healthy people learn to accept the changes and to move on. They understand acceptance and moving on doesn't mitigate the pain or end the suffering. They know acceptance and moving on are the only healthy options left to us. We can swim around in the river of negativity and hopelessness. If we do, we'll feel miserable and people will avoid us. Who wants to be near someone who loves to drag you into their prison of despair? Not me. Put me around people who enjoy life. Put me around people who believe tomorrow is going to be better than today. Put me around people who wake up in the morning and can't wait to get started. Does it make the pain go away? No. But we humans are well equipped to cope with pain. Country singer and songwriter Adam Hood has a wonderful song, Bad Days Better. You can't help but feel better when you listen to it. He gives us a good way to look at life. Here is the first verse and chorus. I woke up this morning seeing things a little differently. Well, last night I made my mind up. That's how it's going to be. Well, I opened my eyes with these words swimming in my mind, a tapping my toes and a humming this melody. I'm a man on a mission. I'm the only one I can change. 'Cause this mean old world is always going to stay the same. Well, even in the bad times, the sun's going to shine on me. I'm going to make the bad days better than the good days used to be. I'm raising my cup of joe to you and wishing you are making all your bad days better than your good old days used to be. Cheers. Remember, never quit, never give up. Good things and good days are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.